From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. California lawmakers have approved a measure that legalizes physician-assisted suicide. As Ben Adler of Capital Radio reports, it's now up to the governor to sign it into law.
It's unclear whether Governor Jerry Brown will sign the end-of-life legislation. We do know that last year he spent about an hour on the phone with a young California woman named Brittany Menard, who moved from California to Oregon to end her life using Oregon's assisted suicide law.
If Brown does sign the measure, California would be the sixth state with a right-to-die law. A war of words between Austria and Hungary over the migrant crisis in Europe is escalating. The BBC's Bethany Bell reports the Hungarian government is angry about comments made by Austria's chancellor.
Chancellor Werner Faymann told Der Spiegel that sticking refugees in trains and sending them somewhere completely different from where they thought they were going reminded him of the darkest period of European history. His words are a reference to Nazi deportations during the Second World War. Hungary has reacted angrily. The Foreign Minister, Péter Szijjártó, said Mr. Faymann's remarks were unworthy of a 21st century European leader.
The BBC's Bethany Bell reporting from Vienna, Austria. Britain's opposition Labour Party has elected a new leader, self-described democratic socialist lawmaker Jeremy Corbyn. Corbyn was a 200-to-1 outsider when the race started 3 months ago, but as Larry Miller reports from London, he won with nearly 60% of the vote.
After the results were announced, Corbyn vowed to move Britain to the political left. He campaigned on issues including ending austerity and increasing public spending, establishing rent controls, renationalizing the railroads, and eliminating Britain's submarine-based nuclear arsenal. For his 42 years as a member of parliament, Corbyn has always been on the left of his left-wing party, so getting more moderate Labour lawmakers on board will be a challenge. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Egypt's cabinet resigned today amid a corruption scandal. NPR's Leila Fadel reports from Cairo.
The resignation comes days after Egypt's agriculture minister was ordered to resign and then arrested as he left the prime minister's office. Salah ad-Din Hel is accused of taking bribes from businessmen to illegally get them state land. The corruption scandal has shaken people's faith in an opaque system that critics say depends on a lot of crony capitalism. Egypt's state news agency reports the outgoing government will continue to work for the next week until a new cabinet is chosen. The resignation comes before planned parliamentary elections next month. Egypt has been without a parliament for more than 2 years. Leila Fadel, NPR News, Cairo.
This is NPR. In his weekly address, President Obama said a revamped college scorecard website provides prospective college students with important information as they decide which school to attend.
Everyone should be able to find clear, reliable, open data on college affordability and value, like whether they're likely to graduate, find good jobs, and pay off their loans.
The website includes college-specific information about graduates' earnings. 10 automakers, including GM, Ford, Toyota, and Volkswagen, say they're going to install automatic emergency braking systems on all their cars. Michigan Radio's Tracy Samilton reports they're designed to prevent rear-enders.
Automatic emergency braking uses radar, cameras, or lasers to warn drivers they're about to cause a rear-end collision, and it applies the brakes if the drivers don't react quickly enough. David Zuby is with the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety. He says the technology is already proving itself.
It can prevent some front-to-rear crashes, and when it doesn't manage to intervene in time to prevent a crash, it mitigates the severity.
Rear-end crashes are rarely deadly, but they're very common. 30% of all multi-vehicle accidents involve a rear-end collision. For NPR News, I'm Tracy Samilton.
At the U.S. Open tennis tournament in New York, longtime friends Flavia Panetta and Roberta Vinci are battling it out for the women's singles title. Vinci beat Serena Williams in yesterday's semifinals, ending her hopes for a calendar year Grand Slam. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News.